Maybe this is like a little Ben and Kelly court. An AI overreaction or catfishing here. Got a message from Sarah.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I had one of the shortest first dates in history, and I'm still trying to figure out what exactly happened. So I thought I'd hit up my besties to see if you can help me figure it out.
All right.
I'm single, and I recently matched with this guy on a social media dating app. Mm-hmm. We agreed to meet for drinks, and I was honestly looking forward to it. He seemed pretty chill in the messages.
Sure.
So we meet up, we get seated, and not even 3 minutes in, he excuses himself to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back 5 minutes later, pulls out his phone, opens my dating profile right there at the table.
Oh.
He points to my profile picture and asks, where did you get this taken?
Oh.
I was honest. I told him I used AI to generate the picture. It's still me, just with a little smoothing and some good lighting, you know, like a high-end filter.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
I don't look like a totally different person. I wasn't trying to catfish him. I just liked how it came out and felt that it still looked like me on a really good day.
Okay.
But the second I said that, I could see his whole vibe changed.
Mm.
His face fell a little. And then before we even ordered any drinks, he says, I'm sorry, I actually have to go.
Oh.
Gets up and leaves.
Okay.
That was it. No let's reschedule, no nice to meet you, just gone.
Oh.
Haven't heard from him since.
Okay.
So now I'm wondering, does he think that I was trying to catfish him?
Mm-hmm.
Is using AI on your profile pic that big of a red flag?
Because
I see it as just another filter. It's not like I'm a troll trying to pass myself off as a supermodel.
Uh-huh.
I've attached the picture so you can see for yourself. Please don't post it. Am I crazy for thinking that it was a total overreaction?
Okay. I mean, if it looks like us as superheroes...
I would call that catfishing.
Are you
look at us?
No. I'm saying you're calling it catfishing. Catfishing means you're deceiving someone. Obviously, right. That's not right.
No, but
obviously
but also,
that's a fake.
I feel like you need to not use AI for profile pics. You need to put a genuine picture of yourself. You can put, like, good lighting
okay,
for the picture,
Kelly. So
but
what about
don't
all of the
AI
the
generated.
Heart filters that you use whenever you post anything?
Absolutely, because I look amazing.
Oh, okay, so is that catfishing? It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because
it's a filter.
It's not AI. It's a filter.
Right. Isn't AI a filter?
I think AI is a little more aggressive.
But I feel like it's a filter. Is it not?
Well, if he obviously thought that she looked different enough. Which is where he felt deceived.
Okay, so I'm looking at the photo that I'm not supposed to post or anything.
Sure.
And it doesn't look like... It's AI so
well,
much.
She also didn't include an actual picture of her.
Well,
I
just looked at her Facebook picture.
Oh, you went and stalked her Facebook?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, it's yes, it's different, but it's not outrageously different.
Mm.
Okay. Like she said, it puts a glow on her, and the background's kind of interesting.
The background's interesting. Okay. But so you don't think it was different? It was way out of line different.
I don't think it was different enough that this guy should have freaked out and said, okay. I'm out.
Okay. All right. Well, he did. And that's why we're here. So what are you ruling in favor of her? Like, keep doing
no, it? No, I'm asking right now, have you ever or would you? Not would you. I guess, would you, with an asterisk, would you be okay with someone on a dating app using an AI-generated picture?
I say, as a best practice, don't.
Well, again, I think that's along the lines of a filter, just using a filter. So I don't
like
see what the difference is.
I feel like it's more aggressive than a filter.
All right.
A filter can change lighting and stuff. AI can actually change, like... other things a little bit more significantly.
All right.
I think it's a slippery slope.
502.
If you're trying to put an authentic, you know, picture of yourself up there,
mm-hmm.
I think it's better.
I think
so you don't get accused of misrepresenting.
Again, yourself. I think this person that this date that she went on, Sarah went on, was freaking out a little bit. And
well,
just,
obviously he's a little maybe superficial that he didn't even stick around to give her the time of day at all to even try to figure out, you know, who she is as a person.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? What's your story? Have you actually ditched a date because of their profile picture was completely different,
right,
than what you saw in real life?
That I feel like is more acceptable for someone to just kind of cut the date off early. Now, you know, for Sarah, was it a little premature? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. And maybe she, again, dodged a bullet with that one. She doesn't want to waste her time on someone that's going to put that much stock into looks.
True. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. A little Ben and Kelly court action here. So if you use AI on your profile picture, is that catfishing? It's 99.7 DJX. There are a lot of people who think, yes, it is.
Yeah, Danielle says, I went on a date once, and when the guy met me for the first time, he said, oh my gosh, you actually look like your picture. Looks like that's been happening a lot.
I was going to say, probably he's used to not getting what he expected.
Yep, Sarah sent a meme. Stop editing your pics. What if you go missing? How can we find you if you look like Angelina Jolie on Instagram and a potato in real life?
Oof.
A potato.
So Amy said, honestly, I'm against doing filters. Went on a date from a dating app. The guy used some sort of AI or filter that shaved like 20 pounds off of him, made his nose smaller. And honestly, it wasn't who I thought I was going to get when they showed up. But finished the date.
Okay.
He was very polite, very kind. Demmer went on a second date. Honestly, it just comes down to love yourself enough to know you're worth somebody seeing you for who you are and not some sort of make-believe version. I really think
that's very solid.
Yeah. I mean, look. You know, there's something to be said for filters and then just using makeup. It's like, why do we use makeup? Why do we wear eyeliner? Why do we wear, you know, things like that? When
makeup doesn't change, like, you know, overall, like in a drastic way, how you look. For the most part, like people just use a normal amount of makeup. It just, it makes some of your features pop a little bit more. Now, Kimberly says, I honestly don't think that anything should be changed on your picture. Any filters or changes are deceiving, and I just don't feel they should be used. Also, don't post a picture of yourself from 10 years ago.
Oh.
I feel a little attacked by that one because our show pictures haven't been updated in a while, and I'm fine with that.
My beard has zero gray in it, and I'm fine.
Show picture again. I'm fine with that.
I was gonna say my beard is grayless, and I'm good.
Wrinkles?
That's
yeah.
right. You know, we're,
yeah.
I think we're good. So
it's fine.
You know Kimberly, you can just stay over there. You can just stay over there. We're not going to. That's funny.
I know, but here's the thing. When it comes down to, why do you want to run the risk of that disappointed look when you meet someone for the first time?
Maybe you're just thinking,
expecting something, and then you walk in, they're kind of like, ow.
Yeah, but maybe you're thinking, okay, hey, if I go to a dark enough place and I wow them,
able to tell.
And I wow them with my personality, I just want to get a foot in the door. It's like lying on your resume, right? You're lying on your resume to get a job, then you get that interview, or you get the
also
interview.
Also not a best practice.
Not
Are
a best practice.
Are we endorsing that now?
Well,
too?
Hey, look, work for me.
Really? Really? And now you're
I
a
said
manager.
I had years of experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Years of experience.
Seriously, this is going downhill quickly.
No,
going
I'm saying
down
it's
a
just
bunch
like,
of side streets that are not good.
It's just like lying on a resume, is it not? Just that I'm assuming, you know, the AI photo, the picture, whatever, is just to get in the door. And then once they get in the door, they're thinking, okay, now at least I've got the sit down. I've got the interview, and now I can wow them with my engaging personality.
No, neither scenario is a best practice. We don't lie on a resume, and we don't lie in
Listen,
our profile.
Page. You're being a little bit too judgy to me right now. Okay.
You wouldn't be where you are without a little bit of legend.
Listen. You're being a little judgy to me right now.
Did you really lie on your resume?
So I'm going to need you to just retract and step back a little bit. You're up here. I'm going to need you down here. Okay.
This is great. All this is great. We're learning a few more things about you, Ben Davis. Kimberly is like, exactly, Kelly. Thank you. Yes, I don't think it's a best practice.
No, remember, we're not really accepting any more text messages from Kimberly.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, I feel like you're setting yourself up for a bad experience if you are if you're using AI to create a picture of you. Let's just put your best, picture up there. You have your makeup, have your hair, pick out a cute outfit, and you'll get a good picture. Everyone can get a good picture when you feel like you're looking cute.
Okay.
You don't need to have AI doctor the things, especially shaving off pounds and all sorts of stuff.
I still think in our original... For Sarah's original thing, looking at her photo that she attached. Now, I don't know if that's actually the photo that was on her social media or her dating profile, but I'm saying she could have sent me anything else. Like, I don't know if that's actually, I don't have her dating profile up. I don't know.
No, but she said that was the picture she
did. Well, I know. We're trusting her. That's what I'm saying, Kelly. We're trusting her that she's...
You're a liar.
I'm not. I'm just saying that if that is her picture, then it doesn't look that much different than her. So I'm saying it shouldn't have been a huge deal to this guy. I think he was just a weirdo.
Okay.
All right.
So you're endorsing keep doing it. Keep using that picture.
Sure.
It worked out so well the first time.
Absolutely. Okay. Maybe you can last 17 minutes rather than 15 the next time. All right. We're done. This is stupid. It's 99.7 DJX.